Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you and welcome to Labor Surprise Word Life Center Spiritual Growth and Development class. We appreciate that you joined in with us. Please enjoy this worship experience as we prepare to come together with our Blog Talk community. Good evening, and thank you for joining in with us. Again, this is Labor Supply, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development class. We will be meeting until further notice for our Wednesday Spiritual Growth and Development class every Wednesday from 7 p.m. via Blog Talk Radio. So we thank you for joining in with us as we continue the teaching from this apostolic and prophetic team of the New Wineskin. We just have a couple of announcements we would like to share from you, one from the deaths of our apostle, Dr. Shannon Houghton. Apostolic Greetings, Laborers for Christ Ministries, is in the process of purchasing a building. We are calling forth the sacrificial seed of sowers to obtain the remaining $45,000 balance by Friday, September 6, 2019, for our building acquisition. I appreciate your purposeful partnership in the amount of $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10 says, indicates that he gives seed to the sower. Therefore, I call forth from both the seed and the sower to meet this kingdom endeavor. While our timeline is short, our confidence in Christ is certain. Again, I thank you for your financial support. The enemies of the kingdom, of God's kingdom, and our destiny is busy, but your partnership in prayer and action are appreciated. We also would like to invite you to come out as we prepare for the experience this November. We will host our experience meeting on Saturday, September 14, 2019. We will be at the DoubleTree Suite and Hotel Conference Center. The address is 2111 Butterfield Road in Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. We will start the meeting promptly at 10 a.m. We are asking all of those who would like to serve in any capacity at the 2019 experience to come and join in this conference location as we take our tour of the hotel, discuss the layout, determine meeting space for classes, worship service, and create advertisement strategies, make assignments for workshops, and much more. For further information, please contact our apostle at area code 773-779-2900. Our next announcement, register now for Unit 3 of CCTI, Laborers for Christ Word Life Center presents Christian Counseling Training Institute. This will be a unit like no other. The team of Apostle Dr. Shannon A. Houghton and the Ambassadorial Prophet Michael G. Henderson will be facilitating this revelatory, thought-provoking, and life-changing year of anointing, transformational teaching, and training. Get ready for a revolutionary spiritual journey at CCTI. The location is to be announced, but these classes will convene on Mondays only, starting September 26th through October 28th. If you would like further information regarding the class fees, you may reach out and join us on the 26th of September. Also, the classes for this particular unit will be Developing a Lifestyle Suited for the Supernatural at 6:30 Central Standard Time, Stages of Prophetic Development, which every prophet needs to know, at 7:30 Central Standard Time, and Living Under the Influence. This is an apostolic and prophetic portal, and that will be at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, all on Mondays. Don't miss Man Cave 2019 RSVP today. Step of Faith Ministries, Pastor D'Altro Ford and Prophet Michael Henderson presents Man Cave, a one-day gathering of mighty men. This will be held on Saturday, September 28, 2019, from 9 to 4 p.m. Host Church, Dr. Yvonne Lee Wilson, Apostle, Body of Christ Deliverance Ministries at 741 West 115th Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60628. What you can expect is inspiring praise and worship by Brother Larry Allen, four powerful life-changing man talk messages, continental breakfast at 9 a.m., lunch, and many giveaways. Men talk speakers are Apostle Larry Henderson from Kingdom Advancement Center in Elgin, Illinois, Prophet Carter Thomas, a Time and Place of Refuge Ministries in Toledo, Ohio, Apostle Robert R. Holliday from Ruha Worship Ministries in Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Michael Henderson from Laborers for Christ Word Life Center, Chicago, Illinois. To RSVP for the lunch, please text the following number, 567, area code 288-9741. Again, that number is area code 567-288-9741. And that is RSVPing for the lunch. The conference itself is at no cost. You are cordially invited. Hope Bible Seminary, Institute and Seminary, Apostle Dr. Sylvester Brinson, Governing Apostle and Dean, host the graduating class of 2019 and celebrating 15 years. This will be held Saturday, September 28, 2019, and the doors open at 9 a.m. This will convene at New Beginning Full Gospel Ministries at 16440 South Cottage Grove in South Holland, Illinois, 60473. We welcome you to join us as we celebrate and honor the achievements of the graduating class of 2019, as well as celebrating 15 years of unstoppable God-inspired teaching, training, and transformation. We strongly encourage all alumni to be in attendance. Host, Pastor, Apostle, Dr. Melvin Moore, Sr. A stage play you do not want to miss. Follow me as I follow Christ Outreach Ministries International hosts the Silent Screen Stage, the stage play. This will be held on Saturday, October 26, 2019. The day, the time, and the location are to be announced. Please mark your calendars for a life-changing, inspirational, original stage play written by Dr. Apostle Rosalind Overton. For more information, please contact Dr. Apostle Rosalind Overton at smfcchicago@outlook.com. Thank you. We now turn the remaining of this evening over to our Apostle Dr. Shannon Houghton or our Ambassadorial Prophet Michael George Henderson.
Amen. Amen. All right, let us at least, we definitely appreciate all of the announcements that have gone forth, our time of worship. Let us open up in prayer. And at that point, we are going to continue to look at, we've been talking about developing new wine and wineskins, and one of the things that we wrote today is what that development of these wineskins look like as it relates to hearing the cry of the harvest. And so let us pray. So, Father, we thank you and we appreciate you. We adore you. Holy and righteous is your name. Father, thank you, Lord, that you are holy, you are righteous, you are altogether lovely. We thank you that you are all-knowing and that you are all-powerful. We thank you, Lord God, that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. And so we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the wisdom and the insight, Lord, to know how to move forward, to know how to prepare ourselves for that which you are purposing to do. We pray, Father God, that not only will you give us the wisdom of the insight, but you said that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And so, Father, we ask, Lord God, for wisdom. We ask for understanding. We ask for revelatory insight on how to prepare to receive new wine and new wineskins. And then, Lord, what to do with the old wine and the old wineskin, the traditional thinking that when we first had it wasn't traditional. It became tradition as we continue to practice it and implement it. And so, Father, now that you're looking to shift and you're looking to change, show us what that needs to look like. Show us what that means in this season of our life. Father, we bless you for your presence, and we thank you, Lord God, for your process. We don't always understand it, and we're not always sure what to do with it. But, Father, thank you that we can trust it. Thank you that we can trust it. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive us for our sins individually and corporately. And we ask, Father God, that you would teach us to be more conscientious of your presence and to reverence it in a way that we've not always done in time past. And so, Father, even as we look at Matthew, the 9th chapter and the 16th to 17th verse, you pour into us that which you need us to know as we move forward. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, so as we continue our study on the formation of new wine and new wineskins, we're going to look at a few things. We have been looking at Matthew. We're also going to look at Luke. And so Luke, the 5th chapter and the 36th verse says, "Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts on a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new one makes a tear. That also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskin and be spilled, and the wineskin will be ruined. But new wine must be put into wineskin, and both are preserved. And no one having drunk old wine, and no one, let me keep going down, and no one having drank old wine will, excuse me, and no one having drunk from old wine," "and no one having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for they say the old is better." And that's the part I actually wanted us to focus on, is the concept that we aren't necessarily always mentally and relationally prepared to let go of the old. The new is present. It is made available to us. And we kind of look with some reservations going, yeah, but I don't know. Or, you know what, there was nothing wrong with the old. If it's not broke, let's not fix it. So So our commitment to the old, because it's worked, it's been successful, and you know what, it's even been fruitful, puts us in a mindset where we go, why would we want to let go of what has been fruitful and begin to pick up or take what is not fruitful? Because the scripture says the old is better. So let's begin to investigate this concept. So there are some things that we need to begin to think about. Now, today we're talking about the cry of the harvest. And so the Bible says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And so this harvest that is forthcoming, this harvest that is ready to come forth, I should put it that way, some of the past methodology, some of the past traditions, some of the ways that we have previously reached out, that won't work for this generation. That won't work for these individuals that are prepared, desiring to be harvest. They are looking for something totally different, and they need something different to draw them. And so the scripture says that, look, you know, the new doesn't feel as good as the old did. So there are some ways that we used to, well, no, let's go back. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. And so part of what we need to look at and consider is that as we grow in Christ, the old should be passed away, and the things that are becoming new even include our perception of the old. And so isn't it amazing that the Lord wants to renew our view? He wants to renew, he wants to, upgrade our perspective on things. We can't fit God's truth into our old way of life. Not that his truth doesn't transcend, because it does. However, in the Old Testament, or in the Bible, excuse me, New Testament, they had this concept about the Sabbath. And with the old way of life, as we have learned, church looks different today than it did then, and how we view the Sabbath is different. And so it is interesting that the scripture says, look, the old is better. How many things are we a part of? How many things have we been a part of in this walk that we felt were better the way it used to be than the way it is? And there are several things that we have done or witnessed or seen or even been a part of, or even characterized us in ministry. And we go, I wish I could go back. I wish I had the anointing I used to have. I wish I could preach, pray, prophesy, sing, just whatever the grace is, teach. Whatever the grace is, I wish I could do it like I used to do it. Again, it is us desiring the old, but we desire the old because we don't trust the God of now. Now, the God of then proved himself over and over and over again, and we became dependent. So it isn't that we grew to know that God. We came to expect the results that we had been getting. Now you want to introduce a different aspect of God, and you want me to be prepared for a whole nother type of result. And that thinking is sometimes difficult. And so the new wine, one of the things that the new wine represents for the church today is that Jesus told the apostles and the disciples that he would build his church on himself, not on Peter, not on tradition, not on thoughts, and not on the claims of many. And the key here is understanding that when Jesus said that, Jesus was simply saying, I am going to build the church on who I am. That's very important. Because we come to know him. He goes from glory to glory. We come to know him relationally, and we have not by any means begin to come to know every aspect of him. And if he is building this church on that concept, then the moment that we become too comfortable with who it is we believe we know, that's a good indication that it's time to change. It's time for an upgrade. Jesus built his church upon himself. He didn't build it upon a man. Scripture says that Jesus Christ is called the rock, the Petra. And even Peter later wrote about Jesus as the cornerstone or the foundational undergirding of the church that he would come to say that he would build his church on. And so scripture tells us that even as he is the chief cornerstone, he is the head of the church, what we need to come to understand is that as he is building his church, he is using us. And he needs us to evolve in him. And so he says, look, you can't take what you thought you knew about me. You can't even take what you know about me and take it into tomorrow to try to build with. That's old revelation. That's outdated. Have any of us thought that our revelation or our understanding of the Lord is outdated? Now, there are several people on the line, and everybody is on. Your lines are open, so I definitely look forward to your interaction. But he says, look, what you knew about me was outdated, and I'm trying to introduce you to a whole nother aspect of who I am. I'm trying to introduce you to a new way of thinking and to a new way of living. I want to upgrade you because this impeding harvest, this harvest has a cry, and they're not crying for the old way. They're not crying for your tradition. They're not crying for what has been tried and true for you because it hasn't been for them. But they are in their very presence right now, crying for a God of the present that can take them to their future while you're worshiping a God of your future, hoping he can maintain you in your present. So, Block Talk family, one of the many things we have been given to do during the course of this study was to write down some things. And so I want to call upon that. There's some things that we encourage you to make mental, emotional, spiritual note of that represents an old wineskin for you. It was a good tradition, or it was a tried tradition. It was something that you knew has worked in the past. You've seen the successfulness of it. You have seen the fruitfulness of it. And so what we're asking you to do is in that scope, in your spiritual resume of who God has been or who he is or what he's done. Because, you know, if we were to open up the line for testimony service, everybody could testify about something God did, you know, anywhere from yesterday to 100 years ago. We need people to begin to understand, I'm testifying today for what he's going to do in my future. Miss Tierra is here with us, and she has a T-shirt on that says, I'm loving myself on purpose. I love that statement because the Lord will teach us how to be purposeful in our pursuit of him and even ourselves. And so we need to come to understand how many of us are loving God on purpose, not because of what he's done, not just because of what you're waiting for, but because he is. Just simply because he is. All right, so reflect on your wineskins, and let's have a conversation for these next few minutes that we're on the line together. Let's begin to look at what are some wineskins that were phenomenal 3 worship experiences ago. What are some wineskins that were phenomenal last week for you? I mean, they really got you through, and now that you have learned that, you've decided to hold on to it and move forward. What are some truths
or that you have that, you know, you are looking to use them as stepping stones to get to the next place. The promise is that truth pigeonholes you from the truth. We live in a day and age that we're really, really excited about nuggets. Really are. We walk around and say, oh, that's a nugget I can live by. Oh, and they really spitting out some nuggets. So those nuggets, need to be kept in its proper perspective, because what we need to understand is the Lord desires to give us the whole thing. Not just a piece. Let me look at Mark, the second chapter. It's just a relook at the same scripture, just by a different author. So Mark, the second chapter, let's start at the 21st verse, says, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, and a worse tear will result. How many of us have tried to take the way we got saved, have tried to take our salvation experience, our deliverance experience, and apply it to somebody else? Well, this is what he did for me and the people I know. It's looked like this. And so, you know, this is what you need to embrace and anticipate. And so the scripture says, how many of us understand that we can't take the old and apply it to the new, or we'll have worse results. Let's make that very practical. How many of us have we applied our methodology of healing and deliverance, and when we see it lived out in those individuals, they actually are worse than they were before they came into our presence. The rest of the scripture says, and no one pours new wine into an old wineskin. And I like it because it says, and no one pours. That's a clear statement. But then the scripture says, but if he does. So it says no one pours, like, no one would do this. And then it's kind of like, somebody stops saying that you will pour. Formula for me, and they're passing it on from generation to generation. And I'm gonna... cannot work. The container that was out of it will no longer be we told people to come in church, get what we got. And it's going to work for you. And the Bible says it is not going to work. Stop thinking it's going to work and watch what's going to happen. It's going to mess them up and you too. Then he says, instead, new wine has to be poured into new wineskins. So in other words, there is a wineskin that has been prepared for this next season that we're in, actually. There is a wineskin that has been prepared. Now, people are texting and saying they can't hear. I'm not sure.
If someone could just respond confirming that you have a clear connection.
I can
clear
hear.
Connection.
Sometimes she's going in and out, but she's clear.
Minister KP, it's a clear connection.
Thank you.
Well, mm-hmm. Sister Annette, it's a clear connection.
Okay,
well,
everybody. It's clear.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I got it. Now I have to clear my thoughts and get my thought back. It says, instead, new wine is poured into new wineskin.
On the Sabbath, Jesus was passing through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick the heads of the grains as they walked along. And in that, some discoveries were made. What will happen if we stop to consider, or maybe consider isn't the word, thank you, Lord, to reconsider or rediscover? The scripture says discoveries were made. Is it possible that the Lord wants us to take him out of the generational boxes that he's worked so well in our mind, and allow new discoveries to be made? There's a really good book that, it isn't my favorite book, but, you know, nevertheless, it's a good book. And, but anyway, it's the Experiencing God book. And the Experiencing God has this process, that's what we'll call it, that it makes reference to it. And one of the parts in the process is getting to a crisis of belief. And I was reflecting on that the other day, and I believe one of the things that, yes, prophet, we're on the line. One of the things that we've come to realize is that, and I just want us to think about it, is it possible that we get to this place of crisis of belief when we've been believing the same basic truth too long, and he wants us to graduate? Okay, Pastor Marlon said when he's ready for us to get an upgrade, he shakes some stuff. He allows, use some different words, he allows some things around us to be shaken so that we can have a crisis in our belief system that will cause us to seek to come to know another aspect of him. And that is, my friends, is definitely one of the ways that we exchange these wineskins. So, anybody want to just share one thing that you realized was an old wineskin and it worked? You could testify about the fruitfulness of it, but you realize it's something that the Lord needs you to let go of. He wants to upgrade it. Your lines are probably open. Are open. No one. Well, one of the things for me that works for me is when we come together in a meeting and we do class face to face. Okay, I'm all about the classroom setting. The interaction face-to-face. And in this season, we've been challenged to do that, and we have been introduced to various forms of technology. And so technology, in its basic form for me, is a form of an upgrade. Trusting early on, because I guess face-to-face wasn't the first way we did it, because early on I received this prophetic word that said, don't look at their faces. Then I became comfortable in a setting where I could read the faces of people to kind of get to gauge where I needed to go or how I needed to shift. And now I find myself kind of just talking in the atmosphere, not really knowing who's hearing me, if anyone's hearing me, and all of those great things. However, realizing that our words are so powerful that this season we're living in, he has us speaking it, not knowing who's hearing, but realizing that the atmosphere has to fall subject to what you're saying. And so, you know, for me, coming from a mental health background, you know, one of the things I would share with my clients is, you know, you shouldn't walk around talking to yourself. You know, you can't just walk around just talking and answering yourself. Now we're in a season where I'm sitting here just kind of talking,
And it feels like it's to myself, and yet the Lord is saying, but words are powerful. Give them an assignment in the atmosphere. Send my word out and tell it that it cannot return void. It must accomplish that which it has been sent to do. And these words, I'm not into this whole blog talk thing, so I actually had to figure out how to set it up. You have to put tags on it. So this word has to teach. It has to be foundational. It has to form. It has to uproot. It has to prophetically speak into the destiny of God's people. It has to be apostolic. I'm sorry? It has to be apostolic in its nature. It has to be revelatory in its comprehension and understanding. This word is for the harvesters and the harvest, that preparation is needed, and we have to be God's agents of change. So those were all those little tags I had to put on there, and that there's this impeding harvest. And so there's this harvest that desires to come forward, but there are things, obstacles, scenarios, situations that's blocking this harvest from coming forward. And so, you know, we speak within the realm of the atmosphere in multiple dimensions, that the people, the barriers, the scenarios, the situations, even our self-talk, our self-perception, all of those things that hinder us as harvesters and as the harvest from coming forth and receiving these spiritual upgrades, exchanging this old wine and old wineskin for whatever it is that the Holy Spirit needs us to have in this season, we speak a release. That the walls have to come down. Our worship has to be upgraded. Our prayers have to be upgraded. Our living and lifestyle have to be upgraded. Our interaction and accountability with and to each other has to be upgraded. And so beginning to look at that from the perspective that he says the harvest is plenteous. Have you ever received an invitation to do ministry, and he started off by telling you that the outcome is so grand. There are so many people waiting to come forward that I can't get enough agents to go and accept the assignment. And it is interesting that we're still giving the same word, and we're still sharing it, recycling the same old Christian with the same old word, and he's saying upgrade. So this has been your LFC Spiritual Growth and Development for September 4th. We have enjoyed, well, I'm speaking prophetically now, we have enjoyed sharing with you and have enjoyed this interaction and definitely are learning from it. And it is definitely a great opportunity to practice the presence of God, you know, be in a place where you have to be able to hear God saying, say this, 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 and that, and don't worry about it. So from that perspective, you all are the best class anybody can ever ask for. So I have enjoyed being your, I am learning what it's like to be God's servant for his people in this season. And I'm learning, the Bible says, count it all joy. Oh, amen. Until next Wednesday. Please announce, they're telling me. And Sunday, let's not forget, the Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself together. So Sunday, we look forward to seeing everyone at 2:30 in the social hall, 2:00. For those who are so inclined to help do the set up the atmosphere and set up the space, both naturally and spiritually, we definitely look forward to your participation in both realms. And we look forward to this worship exchange that we will have. It's going to be a worship exchange. We pour out to him and he will pour into us. And so may we enjoy that. Continue to keep us in prayer. Faith without works is dead. So as you practice your faith, put your faith to work. Definitely put your faith to work. If you are on the line and you have made a pledge, we want to encourage you to reach out and let us know where you're at. We want to encourage those who have partnered with us in prayer. Bombard prayer and praise, prayer and praise, prayer and praise. There is a place of praise when the heavens are waiting. I don't know what that means, but you just hear the heavens are waiting. I don't know what it means, but it's cool. We can look it up. So anyway, yeah, this has been enlightening, and we will meet soon. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know what else to do. All right, how's this? I don't really do blog talk. I usually pass the mic or tell overseer. Here it is. So good night. Bye-bye. Bye-bye for now.
Good
and
night.
Pastor Pat was saying.
Good night.
Oh, end episode. Okay, are you sure you want to end episode? Yes, I am.